Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to On the Edge with April Mahoney. Here, this is the place where the conversation is pointed, the guests are sharp, and the responses are never dull. Brains, welcome home. You know, the problem with the world today is that 56% of people feel that the news that they're getting is crap. It's a distraction. And you know it. Are you tired of having to edit and filter your news sources and the information that you're craving? People are anxious to tune in and get turned up to current cutting-edge conversations. Do you want to share your narrative with thousands of people, like-minded brains like you all over the world? All righty then. I'm April Mahoney. Here, I'm your host on the Edge. Like I told you before, this here is the place where the conversation is pointed, the guests are sharp, and the responses are never dull. I have worked hard for the last 4 years to create a platform that is influential, that gives people a way to stand and tell their story, their compelling stories, grow their business, speak for their cause, and craft a story that people want to hear in an interview. It's brainy, it's powerful, interesting, and fun. I know, but I'm an expert at this. I was born to do this. I'm the one that wants to build the bridge to allow other people to walk across. Developing a powerful interview will create a buzz, draw attention to your mission, shine a spotlight on your vision and passion and purpose. It leads to credibility. Now, I'm going to borrow a quote from world-renowned publicist Jill Lublin. She says that credibility plus visibility equals your publicity. And that is what we want to do. We want to get noticed in the world. Podcast shows are the bee's knees and all the rave. But everybody can't do it. I'm also a spoken word poet, and I can help you extract what is relevant and important, the good stuff that people need to hear, highlighting your impact on the world and how you show up in it. We cut to the chase. We stimulate your brain with cutting-edge guests and information, people like you. Again, on this platform, I've created some compelling stories. Go back and look. At this point, I've got about 130 stories that I've told or helped people tell to get the movers and shakers in front of you. So I want to have a teachable moment. And I want to share with you some experiences that I have just went through and still going through, actually. I wanted to take my game to the next level of excellence. So I had to do the inside work, you know, because growing is an inside job. I tell you that all the time. And so what I needed to do was I needed to change my vibration. And in changing my vibration, I noticed that I also needed to assess, edit, and filter my influences, the level of influences, people that impact me, mentor me, mold me, purchase from me, work with me, all of these things. I needed to go through that and figure out what was really valuable and extract what no longer served me. So what I did was I thought I needed to change my frequency up. You know, we always think we need to go up. But it's just like tuning into a radio station or a podcast. Sometimes you got to fiddle with the knob to find out where you need to be. The frequency isn't always up. I found that my frequency was down, down deep in the bottom of a drum. So I went and visited a women's drum circle. And I tell you, brains, it took me to that zenith point. I was rattling and shaking and trying to catch up with the adjustment of my chakra for weeks after that. It was powerful. And in that came an aha moment, an evolution of epic proportion. My sensation and vibrations were saying, okay, now you've changed the vibration. You change your frequency. What are you going to do with this power? What are you going to do with this new station? So I went on the internet and I found a networking group totally on the other side of town from where I live. I didn't know nobody at the Party Brains. I paid my money. I was looking cute. And I walked up in there. And when I walked in there, let me tell you, I found a love connection. Those women were on fire. They embraced me. They enveloped me. Keynote speaker gave a shout out to me. Shout out was so powerful that there was a line to greet and meet me at the end of the event. And it was my first time there. I needed to change my level of influence. You know, it's like a cow. You can continue to milk those same old udders until they run dry. You're marketing to the same people. You've got the same spiel. You're promoting to the same people. They're getting tired of seeing you because they think that that's all that you do is try to come after them for events or publicity or for money. So what you need to do is you need to engage a whole new crew. You need to go out there, find out what other people are doing. Strangers. Yes, strangers. What a novel idea. Share with them your ideas, your passion, what's important to you, what's important in the world, what are the problems in the world, and how are we going to change them? How are you going to take your business, your dream, your message to that zenith point that nobody can touch it, that you are a subject matter expert? Publicity, that's the key. You've got to let people know what you're doing. And it's cost effective. It really is. You can do a podcast interview, add that to your arsenal, put that in your publicity kit, put it on your website, create a podcast, those types of things. That's what's going to be the difference. You know, the world is changing. And again, like I told you in the beginning, folks are tired of crap. They got to edit and filter and wonder if it's real news, if it's fake news. You've got all of these people with these indiscretions that are coming to surface, people that we have trusted. But you can't trust anybody better than yourself because you know who you are and you know how you want to show up in the world and how you want to be received and perceived. It's so important that you craft the right message with people that are experts, that are people that care, that are people who have been through the same experience. You know, there's publicity people and moguls, again, like I said, Jill Lublin, that provide a wealth of information and school us and tell us how we need to do what we need to do because that's their field of expertise. I had to take it one step further and ask myself where the people were that were in my camp. Still cheerleaders here? Are there still people moving to get in line with what I'm doing? Is there still a Team April? Well, you know, sometimes you have to visit that because it happens, and it ain't personal. It's business. People move directions. They change. Their attention span is short. All of that. You know, I even had to revisit my mentors. A mentor's job, in my opinion, because I've been one and I am mentored by some, is to help you navigate through the rough patches, to share their wisdom and their guidance and expertise, their life's experience, their knowledge. But their job is not to control, manipulate, or sometimes turn down your light, in my opinion. Ultimately, the goal is to outgrow your mentors, to go beyond their teaching to a bigger, better, best level. This is where I decide to reach for and embrace a long branch on a different knowledge tree, and it has done nothing but good for me. Now, I'm not talking about breaking off relationships or anything like that, but again, it's like, to put it lightly, say you've been going to a therapist for 15 years. To me, that indicates that you've never been healed. You're still talking about the same old drama, the same old drag. You got to flush that out. And I'm not only growing, but I'm flushing. Remember, brains, it's important to use your brain to figure out what no longer serves you, extract that, and introduce something new. That's like simple acts of kindness in business. I heard that too. Can you believe that? That's all the rave now. Being kind is being cool. The extension of people's contacts, what they're willing to share with you, is an act of kindness. Just listening to you, giving you some free advice, inviting you to an event. You have to find a fresh audience for your message and a new narrative. Now, include in that narrative your story, because your story is what is passionate, and that's what people connect to. They know that they are not alone. Be it a painful story, be it a funny story, be it a passionate story, interject some of you in what you do. An audience loves that. I just wanted to offer you some of these tips about the circle of influence, about being passionate about what you're doing, getting publicity, changing your level of influence, changing your circle of influence, shaking that dead weight, finding a new branch, a new tree to climb. It's always exciting, innovative, and fun. Go back and listen to other edgy conversations here on Blog Talk Radio. I got more cool teachable moments right here. Contact me today to create you a personal podcast interview to tell your story about your passion. And we'll include a little bit of your pain, add a little color to it. You can find me on the World Wide Web at agoodperson.biz, Instagram and Twitter, April's on the Edge. Please like me and leave a comment on Facebook, on my public page, A Good Person Production. Know, brains, that you are not alone, that your message is important, that you have something to say, and there are people out there that want to hear it, but you got to craft your message. You got to figure out how you want to show up in the world. And then when you get there, how are you perceived? Because perception is powerful. So until we talk again, be good to yourself if you ain't going to be good to nobody else. Bye, brains.